As a reminder to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A split of a couple of games for your team last week. You fall on the road 82-58 at William & Mary on Thursday, but then come back home and beat James Madison 66-61 in a real hard-fought game. Give me your view on how those two games went.
Well, I wish Thursday night against William & Mary would have went a little better, but we dug ourselves a big hole in the first half. We're down 12 at half, and then we tweaked our lineup and rallied to make it competitive. Got it to a 3-point game with about 15 minutes to go. But as you know, William & Mary is playing as well as anybody in the league right now, and they spread us out. They really made some timely threes and broke the game open. And then we learned from that and had a good day of practice on Friday and came back and got a hard-fought victory at home against JMU. In a game that was kind of a defensive battle, a little bit of an offensive struggle for both teams, but we were able to do enough and execute down the stretch to get out of there with a W.
Talked about that defense. You limit JMU to just 34% field goal shooting in that game, forced 14 turnovers. How good was the effort on that end of the floor?
You know, we've been really competitive at home, besides one half against Towson, and it's something that I'm really proud of our group. We have great energy. I think our composure has been good. We played hard. For us this year, we're not maybe the most talented offensive group, but we've been able to dig in and defend at key times, and that's what we did probably for a 40-minute period as best as we've done in a long, long time. And we spent Friday really kind of tweaking a couple things from a defensive standpoint and working on some things, and I think we had great carryover from practice on Friday to be able to limit JMU to 61 points on Saturday.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. You touched on some of the lineup changes you made in the second half against William & Mary, and then some starting lineup changes against James Madison. Talk about the reason for those changes and what you feel like how they benefited your team.
I think those guys that started on Saturday give us a good spark every day in practice, and they bring it. There's consistency there. They play hard, and they compete. They're easy to play with. So, we have lost a couple games in a row and wanted to tweak some things and give us a little different look to start the game. We have 10 guys that are eligible to compete and just kind of looking at all options and evaluating our group. Curtis McCroy is an older. He's a veteran guy. He's got a great feel for our game. We don't have captains right now, but he's a guy that's got a vocal presence and really trying to push his other teammates. And Jacob Cushing is a young, skilled frontline forward that can make some shots. He's a really good athlete. I love how he's coming along in our program. And add them with Ryan Daly and Darian Bryant and Eric Carter, and I like that mix of guys to start the game. So, obviously everybody has got to be ready to go, and some other guys that came off the bench gave us a good boost that have been starting.
One of those guys certainly that played well off the bench last week was Devon Pinkard, 21 points in the William & Mary game and 12 against JMU, and certainly shooting the ball well from three from the last four games. Is he starting to sort of figure out his role maybe on this team and in your offense?
No, absolutely. I think he's a great asset for us when he's making shots. We want to be able to spread the floor and ball screen and read and react and make good decisions. And when you have a secondary big guy that can make shots, it really opens up some areas for, our perimeter guys to attack and get in the lane and kind of really take what the defense gives us. He's a guy that I'd like to start, but he's more comfortable coming off the bench. We'll continue to keep him in that six-man role right now. But he's a confident guy right now. I think throughout his career, he hasn't been the most confident guy, but he's got a really good feel for how we want him to play. He's got a good look. He's got the ultimate green light. We want him to step up and shoot it, and it's great for him. He's shooting over 40% in league play from the three-point line, so hopefully he can carry that over into the rest of the season.
We've got a media question here, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Alex Rowley with the Bloomington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I just got disconnected, actually, in the middle of that last question. I don't know who you were talking about when I rejoined, but I was just curious about the season that Ryan's having. Did you expect him to have that kind of impact when you recruited him? Did you see him as this kind of a player as a freshman?
You know, probably not with the consistency he's been able to do it at this level. You know, obviously he's a Philadelphia Catholic League kid. He went to my high school. He's a Catholic League Player of the Year. He's a tough kid. He's a competitor. He's played under the bright lights before in one of the best basketball leagues and conferences in the country. So I knew he'd be able to make an impact. Did I know he'd be able to make this impact as consistently as he had? Probably not. But, you know, he's a versatile guard. He really knows how to play. He's got a great competitive spirit about him, and he's really pushed the rest of our group. I think his competitiveness has really rubbed off on some of our guys, and he's in a great rhythm now. He really is. He's confident scoring the ball. He's a playmaker. Earlier in the conference season, we were playing him off the ball. Now he's been a little bit of a ball-handling guard for us and initiating the offense, and he's always a guy that's in attack mode, and he's going for it, and he's going to try to will our team to victory every night. So I love that he's a freshman, and I love that I have a couple more years in our program with him as he continues to work to get better.
You said that his competitiveness has rubbed off on some guys. When you're a freshman kind of stepping in, guys that have been around a little bit, did they accept him pretty quickly, and how that chemistry turned?
Well, okay, you know, he's got a strong personality. He's a great teammate. He loves to compete. I think our older guys would tell you from the minute he stepped on the court in pickup games and workouts that you needed to bring your A game when he was on the court. And he was there to work, and he was going to push you. And, you know, we've seen this in practice probably from the get-go. He was coming off the bench. Now we got him in the starting lineup after, you know, Christmas break. And he just kind of has taken off as his confidence has soared and is getting more comfortable in his role with his team. I think he's trying to bring out the best in the rest of the group. And, you know, he played in a great high school basketball program at the Philadelphia Catholic League, played against great competition. So, you know, he's a guy that we got to continue to work with and develop, and hopefully he's in position to have a great February for us.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Martin, I've been asking all the coaches here this morning. We got 10 conference games in the books, a little over the halfway point, 4 weeks left in the regular season before the conference tournament in North Charleston. And as your team has progressed through the conference play, what do you feel like you've done well to this point, and how would you like to see your team improve and grow between now and Charleston?
You know, I think the theme I've had with our group is, you know, we're a work in progress, and let's continue to get better. And that's really how we've worked week to week, and we use Monday as a little bit of a skill development day, and then you have 2 days to prep for your opponent on Thursday night. And, you know, we don't want to talk about, hey, where we are in the standings or what position or what seed we're going to get. It's just, what are we going to do this week for our team to improve? I think we've taken, you know, baby steps forward in a lot of areas. We're continuing to learn how to play together on both ends of the floor. And, you know, my biggest thing with our guys is just competing and playing hard night in and night out. And I hope that our growth, where we've been able to do at home, we haven't done it on the road. You know, we got 2 games this weekend, Thursday and Saturday on the road, and I'd love to be able to see us be a lot more competitive in those two environments coming up.
All right, Martin, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye.